Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
We are tonight discussing the figure of Mary in Christology, or more broadly, in religious history, with representatives of three different religious traditions. Dr. Ghulam Haider Asai is Muslim and is the chairman of the Islamic Studies and History of Religions section at the American Islamic College here in Chicago. The Reverend James Presta is a diocesan priest who is rector and president of St. Joseph's College Seminary at Loyola University here in Chicago. Scott McKnight is professor of religious studies at North Park University and is the author of the new book, The Real Mary, Why Evangelical Christians Can Embrace the Mother of Jesus. That's just published by Paraclete Press. The year is either 1960 or 61. I'm not quite sure which. I'm at an international conference in Rome, the first such academic conference I think I've been invited to, because somebody paid my way, which was very exciting. But it's my first time in Rome as well, of course, though I had spent some time earlier in Paris. And, of course, when I get a day off from the conference, or maybe when it's over, I rush to see the Vatican, because I've never been there before. And it's a pleasant summer day, and just as a few of us enter and approach the steps, a limousine and a troop of cars pulls up, and out steps, of all people, Sukarno, the dictator of Indonesia at that time. He's making a state visit. And two or three cardinals, I assume they were cardinals by their red sashes and so on, are there on the steps of the Vatican greeting him, and they escort him in. So I and my two friends follow directly behind, as do a few other people, and they stop at the Pietà, just to the right as you enter the Vatican, and a cardinal, they're speaking English, by the way, that was the common language they had, I suppose, and the cardinal says that this is Mary, this is the Pietà, this is Mary and Jesus after the crucifixion, and Sukarno, with a fine booming voice, says, "Ah, yes, the Holy Mother of the Catholic Church." He knew that much, and to be sure, she is the Holy Mother of the Catholic Church. They then move on for the tour, and he's undoubtedly going to the papal apartments to have an audience with the Pope. And I stood there, and looked for quite some while at this glorious statue of Mary, holding Jesus in her lap after he's taken down from the cross. It's one of the great artistic monuments to the great Christian story. And that's one way to think of Mary, quite different from the way that we've been talking about so far. We think of her as the mother of Jesus, but beyond his life, and with the fact of his death, she takes on a very significant role in the further Christian story, does she not?
Well, I think there's evidence that that Luke 1 through 2, these great stories of the early Christians, owe some significant anchor to Mary. And I believe that Mary was a very influential woman. She is right in the middle of the Pentecostal church in Acts chapter 1, filled with the Spirit of God. And I like to think that those early Christian experiments with economic justice for the poor, and they were selling things off, was an example of what Mary thought the Magnificat was all about, that justice would come. So there's a connection here. And I believe Mary was an influential woman in the early church. And I'm sure people were asking her what Jesus was like.
In church history, as studied by theologians and by religionists, but also by historians examining early Christianity, historians free of any particular religious commitment but interested in the development of the church, is it commonly credited that she plays an important role in the Jerusalem church?
Well, I certainly think in terms of Roman Catholic theology and history that you would always say that that there's been a sense of a Marian devotion within the church, probably from the second century. I mean, first of all, you see it in the baptismal creed. You see it in the Apostles' Creed. You hear a reference to Mary. That there was probably a prayer, even much earlier than the Hail Mary, the Subtuum Procedam. We fly unto you, O Virgin of Virgins. Probably a Coptic prayer that really talks about the immediacy of wanting Mary's intercession, of wanting her assistance in time of need, wanting her protection. So from the early times of the church, certainly there's first centuries, there's a presence of Mary, there's a devotion to Mary that is obviously in the very initial stages, that she'd have a prominence. I think that, again, it's beginning to emerge, that you can see that there's prayers, even images in the catacombs. You find images of Mary that probably date back to 2nd, 3rd century, where Mary's pictured as a very common Mediterranean woman, not with a halo and dressed up in fancy dresses, but she really looks like a very common, but it's obvious that this is the mother of Jesus depicted.
Dr. Ossie, does Mary figure, we know she figures in the Quran, does she figure in the Islamic liturgy as such?
Not in the liturgy. In the liturgy, basically, no prophets per se, except the Prophet Muhammad and Prophet Ibrahim are the prophets as together. Prophets of God and messengers of God are sent blessings and that. But basically, no names are mentioned. But Mary in the Quran, as I mentioned to you, is a very significantly emphasized. But points which are emphasized are her piety, her trust in God, her faithfulness, her courageous faith, and her total dependence on God, and also standing for the cause of God, or which might be, I think Dr. McKnight very, very forcefully said that surrendering to God or to the will of God. In that sense, she is a model. She is a great model. Then, of course, in Muslim tradition, there's definitely, because Mary is considered as the most preferred woman from all the women of the whole existence. In that sense, Mary, again, is emphasized and very strongly respected and venerated.
You, three of you, of course, well know, and have read more deeply than I have, for that matter, that there is a great literature that has developed over the last 200 years, which Schweitzer, about 100 years ago, characterized as the search for the historical Jesus, der Besuch dem historischen Jesu. There must also be a search for the historical Mary. What have secular scholars, those who are simply trying to really reconstruct the actual historical events relating to the beginnings of Christianity, what have such scholars made of Mary?
Well, I think the only significant piece of scholarship on this that I'm aware of would be the work by Father Raymond Brown in his famous books on the birth of the Messiah, in which he takes what I would call a pretty skeptical orientation toward these sayings of Mary, and thinks they come, the Magnificat and even stuff about Simeon and Anna, he thinks they come from what is called an Anawim community. I think it is true that they reflect Anawim piety, but I believe Mary was a part of that. And I also think another thing to say about, on behalf of the reliability of the Magnificat, is that what people haven't paid much attention to is the parallels and the influence that Mary's Magnificat seems to have had on Jesus. If you read the Magnificat and then read the Lord's Prayer and pay attention to the teachings of Jesus, you realize that there's a lot of similarity here, that Mary could have had a big influence on Jesus.
One thinks of the Sermon on the Mount, surely.
Oh, sure.
Where he's saying the last shall be first.
Well, no, blessed are the poor.
Blessed are the poor.
I mean, this sounds like Magnificat. Yeah. And now, I want to say,
you see why I stress a sort of a quasi-Marxist tone to all of
sure.
this.
Sure. Economic theorist that you are. I think that Mary and Jesus, and I think Jesus realizes the messianic mission is going to bring justice and peace. And Mary captures that in prophetic spirit and announces it, and then Jesus carries it off. So there's an influence there.